在线英语听力室 ,teamroom.com, 欢迎您。
Unit 1. You can write poetry.
Lesson 2. Poems about nature.
Think about it. Have you read any poems in English? Which one do you like best? Why? What should you do first if you want to write a poem about winter?
When you read this poem,Do you see a picture in your mind? Hills, loud with new water, running swiftly under ice as clear as glass. Flowers, tiny, brave, and bright in the old snow. Trees, smelling fresh with life, leaves opening slowly under the pale blue sky. Sun, warm and golden, softly kissing the earth. Does the poem make you think of spring?Can you hear the water running down the hills? Do you see the flowers? Can you smell the trees? Do you feel the warmth of the sun? The poem is about nature. It is a description of a spring scene. You can write a poem about nature, too. Here are some ideas for a nature poem. A winter scene, a mountain scene, a forest scene, a desert scene, a morning scene,and a storm scene. Start each line in your poem with a word related to the scene, something you would see, hills, flowers, trees, or sun. Then, describe each word. You can express yourself by telling how something looks, feels, sounds, smells, or tastes. Before you start writing your poetry, think about your topic. For example,If your poem is about winter, think about what winter is like. Name things about winter that you can say in English. For example, snow, ice, cold, trees without leaves, boots, jackets, and mitts. Write these words in a list. Now, describe each word. You can describe how it looks, tastes, or smells. Use your imagination and have fun.
This photo shows a river in spring. Do you think it would be noisy or quiet beside the river? What words describe this storm? Maybe you could use these words, cloud, wind, rain, and thunder.
Let's do it. Try to write a poem about one of the seasons. Use the poem about spring on this page to help you. Read your poem in a group of four or six.Choose the best poem in your group and read it to the whole class.